Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in. Everybody in the building, man. We back again. We live. We direct. We here. I see my guy Cola. Cola, what up with you?
Black Compass Media. Y'all already know the vibes, man. We in the fucking building, bitches. Big bag.
Let's get to it, man. Listen, man, we here with a special guest, man. You know, Irving Plaza was this weekend. Was the last weekend. New York is kind of back right now. I'm just saying. Get mad in the comments if you want. We got Big Bag with us, you know? Big Bag. Yo, Jazz, what's up with you?
Hey, y'all.
Yo, what?
Y'all
are
crazy, man.
What's up, Big Bad? How you feeling, man? You know what I mean? Prince of New York, I'm hearing. The princess of New York. Call yourself Princess of New York.
Hey,
man. Fucking queen, man. What's wrong with him? The queen of New York, man. It's Big Bag.
She the queen of Brooklyn.
Come on, man.
For sure. You know
she got that for sure. Butt, Polo. Don't make me pull out the L Bowie bow. The queen, nigga.
Okay. Nah, you know New York. Nah, it's the queen word gets sensitive in New York.
Yeah, definitely.
How you feeling though? We started off with, you know, a wellness. How's everything going with you?
I'm good. I feel really good. You know, the battle went how I wanted it to go. Well, the battle went great for me. I was glad Irving Plaza wasn't on the bullshit with me, cause I knew I had the material to top my Gaddis performance, but it was really all on Irving Plaza how that material would have been received. But they loved me, so we did it, Joe.
What was you surprised with Vixen performance?
Yeah. I was.
Surprised in which way though?
I was prepared surprising to
that it didn't go over like it went, or surprising that she actually did like stood tall regardless of, you know.
Well, she still stood tall though. Is it a delay or something?
I was surprised. I felt like I was about to leave there bruised and battered. That's how I felt. And I just think I've seen better Vixens. I thought I was gonna get the Tay Rock Vixen. The DNA Vixen. Yep. That's what I was prepared for.
Do you feel like you neutralized that?
Okay, Cola, go ahead.
I think I did. And, you know, that was obviously the whole point of what I did. But things like that are kind of, you know, it's battle rap. Just because you tell me how this person rap don't make them any less fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she could have did what she needed to do and it still would have went over well. But for some people, it may have hit like, nah, she right. I don't want to hear that no more. You feel me? So it worked. I think she kind of made the mistake of changing her delivery. So it kind of was like, that's not how you rap, Vixen. You know what I mean? So it was a few things that kind of caused the crowd to not really react to her, I think.
I see a lot of people say she was too happy during the face-offs. Do you agree with that?
That's naturally her. She's always like that. She's a bubbly person. Me and her are very, very similar. So I didn't think nothing of it. That's naturally how she is.
Okay.
I think I was pretty happy too.
Yeah.
You ain't look that happy. You look like you were serious.
Okay.
You had fair. That I'm playing with you, but I ain't but really not. Playing with you. Like, mm-mm. Yeah, we playing right now, but I'm not really playing with you. So I don't know if you're not getting that, but we can do this playful shit right now. But tomorrow I'm not playing with you. Like, that's what I got. Like, yeah, because I see in a face off when you was like, how we alike? Like, she was still laughing and she's like, nah, girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, you will see it's like, nah, but how we alike? Like, what you talking about? Like, hold on now, I'm playing, but this shit ain't that friendly now. Like, hold on.
Nah, I knew you were serious when you showed up with the hoodie and the scarf. I'm like, oh, nah, she not playing with her.
Nah, this is what happened. They was rushing because I was getting my nails done, and the lady took mad long to do my nails. Like, so she took longer than I expected. And then the whole time, I thought the face off was at 6 o'clock. So, like, I was just way off. So I was like, oh, my God. I didn't plan what to wear, but I didn't want to wear an outfit. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just wear my hoodie, my hat, tie. Call it a day, bro. Like, I don't like, it is what it is. It's just a face off. Tomorrow I'm gonna look good. I don't care about this face off. Like, I'm gonna just come here to do my job.
So, you battled in LA, with the Young Gaddis battle, and then you battled in New York. What was the difference like in the crowd, like being back at Irving Plaza? Like, can you describe that feeling?
Oh, it felt just like Irving Plaza. Just like Irving Plaza. And you know, if you've been at Irving Plaza, you know exactly what I mean. You got the crowd roaring, you got the crowd booing, you got the 3-0 chants, you got the leave them alone, you had somebody pass out. You got the whole feel of this event. I loved it. It was Irving Plaza. I was hoping I didn't get the bad end of the stick where they would boo me. You feel me? Or just not fuck with me. But you got everything. It definitely was Irving Plaza. And as much as I do hate boos, you know, it wouldn't be New York if you ain't get booed. It wouldn't be New York. Shout out to me and Kid Slade, though. We was the only ones that didn't get booed.
Well,
that's tough.
Yeah, that's tough. I think Mook boos because Geechee told him to boo him. He's like, y'all not gonna boo me and not boo this trash. That shit had me crying.
They still booed him.
Facts.
They still booed him.
But where you rank? Like, where do you rank? You've been to a lot of battle rap events in the last 2 years. Well, period. But in the last 2 years, you've been to a lot of battle rap events also. Where you rank this crowd?
Crowd?
Yeah, this crowd. This Irving Plaza crowd. Like, this one you just had.
Honestly, I think it was a pretty good crowd. I'll say it was a pretty good crowd. Again, I don't like booze. I don't. But I don't think they were on bullshit. Like, I've seen bullshit crowds. Like, Philly, bullshit crowd. Like, the first two events for Atlanta, bullshit crowds. Like, so I'll say this is decent. I've seen better, I've seen worse.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where I rank this.
I think this crowd was better than Summer Madness crowd.
Hands down.
Yeah.
That respectfully, the North Carolina, that was one of the worst crowds. I probably
Yeah, they changed. Yeah. I think they got spoiled.
Yeah. That's probably one of the worst crowds in a while.
They got spoiled. But, yeah, like, I've seen better. I've seen worse. So, homecoming, the New York crowd was everything I thought it would be. They were very excited. You know what I'm saying? Like, they gave you your fair shake. And it's, like, weird, like, with the New York crowd. You know, people say they're biased. Cool. They are biased. But they also will let you know when this is booable. We will boo our own people. We'll gas them up, but we're gonna boo your ass too if you let us. Feel me? So it's kind of like a good and a bad about it.
Okay. Now let's get to the shits. All right, we got all this nice shit out the way. All right, I ain't gonna lie, we got all this nice shit out the way.
Okay. Let's
get somebody's ducking, right? Somebody's ducking. They say you announced you battling in December. Now you're not battling. What's going on?
Oh, that's just me. That's just me trying to figure out what I want to do. But it has nothing to do with URL.
What do you want to do as far as life or as far as battling? Like
battling.
Okay. Yeah. Let's. What you trying to do? Like what? Coffee. Misfit. What we doing? Which one?
Misfit has nothing to do with December. They have nothing to do with December.
So
at all.
I mean, I could have told him that. Official told me that earlier, but I was letting him get his shit off. Yeah, that ain't. You know, because Coffee put out a tweet. See, people keep mixing that up, Jazz. Because Coffee put out a tweet saying whatever in December ain't going down. So I guess they was
perceiving
that was you and her, but
she copied and pasted my tweet.
But I mean, I was in the spaces when Official said that wasn't the case anyway. So I already knew.
You know, one of the best things that make media good is we know shit and we act like we don't know.
And pasted it, so people thought that it was me. She probably thought that I was talking about trying to battle her. Nah, shorty, you gotta wait. Like, you know what I mean, you gotta wait for Jazz. Like, you're not about to just get me off the homecoming. Oh wait,
talk that shit, Jazz. Hold on. I know you got you a Wody, but hold on, Kofi. Get you a glass of milk with that. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You telling me the Wody don't get the chance? She come out fresh out of, you know, giving birth and all that. She don't get the chance to pick who she want?
Not me. Not me. Me? Big Bag?
Big Bag.
Couldn't be me.
But I mean, I could imagine a bag is going to be probably one of the biggest bags. You know, Coffee is a big name.
It's going to be a big bag.
It's going to be a big bag.
No, that's bags. But I'm just saying, like, it's no rush for me to battle her. Like, I'm not about to just do what I did on homecoming and just take Coffee, who hasn't battled all year, take her in a month. Do I look dumb?
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You definitely been outside all year too, so.
Yeah, I've been outside. She's been watching me.
So you think she got three rounds ready for you?
No, I don't think she got three rounds. I just think that she's prepared for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's definitely like, she had a baby and she called me out like a week later. Whoa, shorty, hold on. I thought I had some time. Hold on. But yeah, like, I definitely do want Coffee, you feel me? And I do like that she's eager to battle me. That's super fire, because I was eager to battle her. Vixen was the second person. Like, she was the next in line. But, you know, Coffee got pregnant, so it was Vixen. But, yeah, I'm definitely excited to battle Coffee, too, because Coffee's still lit. She's still popular.
Yeah, she is the
As you know, current. She's going to bring up. Yeah, you was that queen of the ring. Remember, you did say you would take me. You know she gonna try to throw that in the mix. You know, 40, they got you on the clip, Jazz. I'll battle her. They do got that clip.
Oh, no, that's facts. I mean, and she's talking shit, too. She said, I don't know. I got to see you get through Gotti first. Well, I did that. Next.
She talking spicy. So what's next for Jazz, then? If it's not Kofi, what about Shuni?
Hold on, we got. Okay, I'm trying to ease into that.
Sit, man. You trying to? This the bar, guys.
We only 13 minutes in. But all right,
What's next for Jazz? Because listen, let's break this shit down. Let me get in my bag one time. Let me pull my vest up. Listen, they say she went outside. Now you got to be careful what you ask for. Sometimes you can get somebody that's just very talented come outside and get even better. Or you can hope somebody stay out a year here and there. You can catch them and cluck them over the head. They fucked up with that. Jazz been outside all year. Now, with that being the case, bro, what are we getting to, Polo? Who next? We kicking ass and taking names. Is it Shuni? She been on fire. They talking Wody. You said Jazz.
Hold on.
What we doing?
Hold up, man. We speeding right now. Hold it down. Hold up. Wait, with Wody. They said that he did make a great point, though. They are Wody talks is being you and Shuni is 1A, 1B. That would technically be like a Geechee Gotti Kayshawn situation. Well, people would like to see that at the end of the year, kind of to help them with the Wody decision.
I don't care. At the end of the year, next year, they both been cooking. Yeah, what's next for Jazz? Period. If it ain't Misfit, if it ain't Coffee, what's next?
But I said I want Coffee, though.
But you just said
she gotta wait, meaning I'm not taking her next month.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what I meant. Like, I'm not taking her next month. Like, that's not, it don't, come on, like, nah. But Shuni in general, yeah, like, Shuni definitely been doing her thing for the past couple years, probably. But yeah, that can happen. I'm not against that. I'm not against that. You know what I'm saying? We had the 2-on-2, one of the best battles of the year. Shout outs to that. So that yeah.
Crazy.
Do you think you Wody?
I think I am. I think I am based off just impact, honestly. Impact, probably resume. Yeah.
Can you put like a cool?
What's the criteria? Because I never really watched it. I mean, my performances is clean. Feel me? One of the performances of the year.
I'm gonna pull it up. I'll pull it up.
Yeah.
Keep going. You keep going.
Oh. My performances are clean. One of the performances of the year. One of the battles of the year. I did the 2-on-2s the day apart. I battled the 3 times Cody, won the polls. Like, I think that those are heavy. You feel me? Like, it's one of those things where if someone, let's say somebody got 15 battles, right? Mm-hmm. Doing anything, but what they did in those battles don't match what the person did with the less battles. That makes sense.
What? Yeah, for the women, because I see a lot of people typing qualification. I think for the Wody, it's no, you just have to have one battle. I believe no, you guys have to have one battle. I don't think it's a 2-battle minimum. I'm not mistaken.
It's two. Because
the men is 3, right?
The men
I do
is
this
three.
Shit every year, and I forgot. I'm sorry.
The men is 3. The women is 2. Because Vixen won with 2 battles.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So yeah, the women is 2. The men is 3. So I know it's always one less number. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, impact, strength of schedule. I believe it's material. I don't have the Wody one. I only have the men one, but it's along the lines of like strength of schedule. You hit every criteria. I'm trying. It's just that I would say she would probably have more battles than you. But she also has L's though, because people was debating that in the spaces, and they were saying that she has 4 L's.
Yeah, so that that could hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously wins count for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think those losses kind of might give her the what's the word? The losses I think would hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
I think the losses might hurt her. But I think she's having a good year. I think Vixen's having a good year. Official's having a good year. Hustle's had a good year. Jade had a good year. Lady Caution's had a good year. C3's had a good year. I think those would probably be like top 10. They'll be in the top 10.
Now let me ask you another question. Do you think, with your year, with the impact you had, do you think you belong on a Cody list?
Mm-hmm. So even though I'm a fan of battle rap, I don't really like watch every single thing. So I wouldn't even be able to tell you like who could be on that list. But I will say this, there has been less battles this year than the past 2 or 3 or 4. So it's easier to, I feel like it's easier for me to be able to name like 5 men. You know what I'm saying? Like the past 3-4 years, there's been a lot of battle rap events. So it's been kind of slow this year. Am I bugging?
Yeah, it feel like it. What you think, Cola?
I thought for the women, I thought it was up. With Chrome, it been, what, 3 Chrome events? Quentin Arena had what, 2 events?
No, I'm talking
about had a couple women on their card. I thought women battle rap was way better this year than last year.
No, I'm talking about men battle rap.
For Cody.
He was talking about Cody.
Men battle rap, it's 1,000 events, Jack. What you mean slow?
You don't think that's been slower than the last 2-3 years?
Hell no.
You sure?
From think about it. The people that you probably consider for the men and Cody, wasn't probably even mentioned in the first year. The first half of this year probably was the Nun Nuns, the Truefalls, the Rum Nitties, the JCs, the Dannys, the Snake Eyes, yeah, people like that. Right. You get to now it's Tay Rock, it's Shotgun Shug, it's Bill Collector back coming back up with these two battles. You got Swamp. The one really in that first seven coming to that have a lot of these people that came and jumped over some niggas. Cody going up.
Yeah, but look, do you don't think that the reason that those people jumped over is because of the big event that they were on? Because the first three, four you named was the tournament. Right?
Everything so was like, tournaments that first seven. That's a fact.
So it's kind of like, all right, they got the tournaments. What they do after the tournament? And then the tournament is done. So now you got the other people that kind of crept in. I'm just saying, you know, I'm a fan just like y'all. Compared to 2020, 2021, I feel like this year has had the least, like.
Well, Geechee just made
You know what it is? It's because URL is still keeping up, but I think the other leagues are slowed down. Last year, the other leagues, it seemed like RBE was doing an event. It seemed like it was a lot of other different side events popping up. I think the Riot did a few cards. So I think it was just more side leagues doing shit. Now it's like, I don't feel like a lot of them has been doing
it. I just think it might be a little easier for the panel to pick the Cody. But I said all that to say this. The fact that people's even asking me this question about me being considered in the Cody list, I think that means that I've done something enough.
Impact. Just think about Geechee, Vixen, the 2-on-2s, not only the 2-on-2s, back to back 24 hours. Like that shit dangerous. Like Jay Steams, and then Shuni been cooking. Ferrer been back outside. So all Vixen been cooking was outside with Rock. You battle Geechee, somebody that's always be on fire. That shit is heavy metal. Sometimes less is more, sometimes more is less. Like you said, if your four outweigh somebody 15 because they don't look right, just because you got 15 on me, you should be over me if three the requirement. I mean, Surf just damn near did it last year with what, three battles?
Yeah.
So it's impact and you lifting the building in them battles. It ain't like you getting these people. You actually performing at top notch. So it can happen. And you ain't lost with that 2-on-2. Oh, you know, but besides that,
hey, you know, it's a 2-on-2, it's a scrimmage game.
That was a hell of a scrimmage, my nigga.
Nah, that was That
was a hell of a scrimmage, man. That battle was. But like you say, you can say, they probably, if somebody feel like, I got Shunaru, but that battle was that crazy. Somebody still could argue, say, nigga, it's a classic. How you trying to say they lost or won because it's that good? Bees flying, wigs flying, shit was lit.
I do think the impact. Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like, all my performances this year meant something. Like, none of them just was, like, under the rug. And it meant something. You get what I'm saying? Like, so I think the impact kind of does help. And, again, the resume, too, because I'm not taking people that's like, who the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? But I do know that for Cody, it's a three-battle limit, minimum?
Minimum, yeah.
Right, so, but if I could be on the top 10, top 15, top 20, Cody, that is amazing. I went from never being on no list to being amongst the people that's really, like, doing their thing. So, I shout-outs to that, man. Like Cola said, like I said, coming outside actually made me better because my brain is forever moving as opposed to me is moving. I'm chilling for a year. Now I'm getting back in the groove. It's like I'm picking up on things. Okay, I like when I do this in battles. And I'm not doing that again. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm picking up on actual things. And I think, now that I think about it, you know, people kept talking about like my comfortability with Vixen. And I honestly feel like it came from me being outside in so many times in the past year. I'm getting used to being on stage. I'm getting used to walking around and how far I got to walk for this or who to look at or how they, you know what I'm saying? I really think that made me more comfortable. Now I know that, oh, okay. A stage is a stage.
She talking nice. I ain't gonna lie. Damn.
Somebody asked freestyle in a second. People keep asking that. No, I didn't freestyle at all. That was part of my round. Everything I wrote was part of my round.
Live and direct for $5. He said, Jazz, what do you think of battlers writing and rehearsing with their opponents? And will we get you versus my verse 2023?
To the my verse question, I'm not against battling my verse. Just because I'm outside. And he said writing and rehearsing with opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would never. I would never. Because I want to smoke my opponent. Like, I don't want, my whole career is full of one-sided battles. So that's what I'm used to. So now at this point, I don't want a good battle. I want you to do good so they can't say nothing. I don't want a good battle, but go back and forth. I want to dominate. So you're not hearing nothing I'm saying. I'm not hearing nothing you saying. May the best man win.
Speaking of men, you battled Geechee Gotti. That was a great performance, great battle. Would you battle another man?
Would I battle another man?
Yeah, like another male battle rapper.
I don't think I'll be against it. Again, the whole reason I kind of just never did it for a long time. So I always felt like if you're going to put me against a man, put me against a top-tier man. Like, don't put me against a mid-tier man because I'm top-tier. So treat me as such. If you're going to give me top-tier women, give me a top-tier man. And so if I do, it's going to be another top-tier male. I don't really have any picks. You know, battling Geechee, I don't know. It just didn't really feel like anything. Like, I didn't get anything from that battle just personally. Like if I would have cleared Geechee, I probably wouldn't have really cared because it's a man. Like, I want to beat women. That's my, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel good about that, me personally, you know, and somebody else might feel good about clearing a man. And not to say it doesn't mean anything, but just me personally, I prefer to battle women.
Cola, what's up, man? What's up? I see you. See you over there shaking your head. Great point.
Like, I feel it. Like, I say she does that. Like, when Jazz get these big battles, go on record. It's either going somebody gonna be trying their hardest, or 9 times out of 10, she's gonna dominate the battle. And I don't want to say no names, start no controversy, but we know how this shit go. She just dominated Vixen. Somebody that say they had her losing on the polls. Vixen knew one. Da 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 da. Wody. And she went in there and made Vixen look regular. Tay Rock ain't even have her looking regular. She just made Vixen look regular. Like, she was trying too hard at point. I'm just saying what I observed. I ain't saying that made it was, but it just looked like she was trying too hard. She was neutralized, bro. Totally neutralized. You don't go to New York and let Jazz go first. You from Milwaukee. Come on, man. Coin gotta hit the flow, beloved. You supposed to pull the low.
I see that thing hit the floor. What did you think about that, Jazz?
Time to you, and it was time to. It was over with. You got vetted. She got vetted. Keep it up.
When she let you rap first, be honest. Did you think she was gonna let you rap first?
I knew she was because nobody wants to go first. Unless there's a reason that you're going first. I do think that she should have learned from the Gaddis battle, me going first. But, you know, it's I don't blame her for letting me go first. You know, she's probably nervous. First big stage battle, you know, things like that. Like, I could see why. No, I'm gonna let Jazz go first. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if you think about it, nobody really wants to go first. So if somebody is voluntarily going first, even if you don't want to go first, flip that coin, give it a chance. Give it a chance for me to go first now, because I don't know what you up to.
You too excited to go first. You got something. Because people don't like going first. You should have clicked. Hold on, Smack. Get that coin. Like, even if she's going first, Let's make it a little nasty right now. We ain't getting this momentum off like this. Like, because it was all like this after that. Her airplane was landing.
Yeah, because if I know you want to go first anyway, if I flip the coin and I lose, you're going to go first anyway.
Right. So at least give the chance of me changing it.
Exactly.
Like, you feel me? So, but.
Because think about it, Polo, you know, anytime somebody go first in the big crowd, the crowd already, thing. Like, it's just, they mean you ready, because they ready. It's bad, it bro.
It is
like,
a thing.
This ain't a small room, this big room.
But let's be clear, going first in a battle is very dangerous.
Super very dangerous.
Like, we're let's talk battle rap when you need them. I need a, they need to go through every battle in the world and say, there's a this percent chance of a person winning a first round when they go first. I bet you it's about 20%.
That 20% is all the niggas who electrifying, though. Jazz going first, Surf going first, Tay Rock going first, Clips going first. This is dangerous waters. You know what you're going into. Like you know, like you're going to have to go upstairs. If Tay Rock go first, or if Surf go first, Pauls, or Clips, it's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you got to go up in that. So I'd rather go first on one. Like, I'd rather you, you may say you don't want to go second, but if I can build some momentum where my first was so good and your second was so good, now they expected my second round. If you go first and I don't have really nothing and you neutralize me, I'm done. I'm really just rapping now.
This is my third time wanting to go first. First time was 40, second time was Gaddis, and this is my third time.
Wait. You said the first one was what? My fault. My shit lagged. What'd you say the first one was? The
first one was 40. Second one was
I see Gaddis. A lot of people saying, well, not a lot. Let me stop lying. I see four people. Like, I'm like four people adding about this 40 rematch. I don't know why people want to see that.
You know why.
For you know fuck, exactly. Hold on, I gotta. What you say?
You know exactly why.
Yeah. For $4.99, Richie Rich, Jazz versus Clips, since they keep throwing shots. That's the smokes you need. Richie Rich, salute.
Shout out to that. That's
you smoking Clips. You smoking Clips.
Cola got me dead.
Cola face just now got me hot. Why you don't think she's smoking for Clips?
Smoking Clips, bro. Good battle.
Yeah, I do sound a little crazy, right? Clips.
Nobody smoking Clips, bro.
Whoa.
Ain't nobody smoking Clips. Who smoke Clips? Name me somebody that's coached to smoke Clips.
Nitty.
Nitty ain't smoke Clips.
Yes, he did.
Big T, Loki.
Big T did not smoke Clips in Chicago. Stop it.
He beat Loki.
Hollow
didn't smoke him.
Nah, Hollow ain't smoke him.
But Hollow did have that 1-2 Kit Kat. 1-2. See how easy to flip that? He was wilding, though. I ain't gonna lie, he was wild, but Nitty did kind of leave.
Not Nitty and Hollow. If you gonna name Nitty and Hollow, let's
smoke
let's...
though.
What's the word for it? Clean them up. What's the word?
Nah, man.
It's okay. Clips can
bro, move. Y'all gonna stop bringing up that B Magic and Clips
only
battle.
Really got smoked like one time. I really can't think of time he got smoked like that.
No, he's not like a nigga that just be getting smoked, but he said name one person.
Okay, you named the alien of aliens, Rum Nitty.
The chat saying B-Magic.
B-Magic didn't smoke no Clips.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell the chat talking about.
That B-Magic and Clips battle is crazy, bro.
I'd be Magic winning, but that wasn't
that
no
battle was crazy.
That wasn't, nah. But like Clips, you know, I did throw the shot back, so I knew people was gonna start to talk about it. I think that would definitely be a big challenge for me. I think we'll be entertaining because we both are funny. We both kind of, you know, we got that little charisma going on, but by the same time, we both are like animals, like we not about to play. So I think it would be a goodie.
I'm thinking that. Damn, I'm looking at his resume. He really don't got a lot of L's. That's kind of
Nah, Cliff don't. Yeah, Cliff don't be playing. And even when Cliff is playing, he's still not losing. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Cliff's probably one nigga dangerous playing. This is what.
Yeah,
I'm
he's more dangerous
you.
Playing to me.
He's dangerous playing.
But on, with all that being said, I feel like Jazz could do what it take to beat Cliff. If anybody could do it, I think Jazz, you know, you like a fake, like a little technician on a low. You be cooking up on you. I don't know how you do it. You do
angles. I don't know how I do it either. Like, it just be coming to me. Like, it just be coming to me. Like, if you ask me, how would you approach Cliff? I'd be like, I literally have no idea. But, you know, once I start writing and then it come to me, I'd be like, damn, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Richie 499. He say, shout out to you, Jazz. You definitely won Woman of the Year belt. I'm from Brooklyn, but you sound scared of that Clip Smoke, Pop Smoke dance. I said
the battle would be a challenge and I think it would be entertaining. I'm gonna tell you this now. I'm scared of Smoke with Nitty and Twerk. I'll tell you that. That's a no. No, 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 no.
I'm gonna tell you one thing.
No.
Scared of Nitty? Hey, Nitty just a dangerous.
How you just called him an alien?
No, he is an alien, but you kind of just want to get Geechee, it kind of alien too.
Geechee, you know, there's only one alien.
Clip got two women souls up there now. You know, Yoshi, she Pharaoh, they up there somewhere now. Relax.
Couture,
relax. What's up with you and Couture though? Don't try to fake like yeah, you outside, big bag. Yes, outside. Don't be trying to Couture. What's
I'm
up?
I'm outside.
What's up with you and Couture?
I'm outside.
What's up with you and Couture?
I'm outside.
Damn, Couture, you gonna let her talk like that?
I'm just saying, I'm outside.
Okay.
They saying she the one person that had Charlie Clips a little on the ropes a little bit.
She did. She was on Clips. She was on Clips' heels. But he was in that choking though. When he wasn't choking, he was wilding up.
Nah, when he wasn't choking, that boy was sending her respectfully.
He was
nah, that was a good battle.
Yeah, that was a great. I ain't gonna front that card low key was fake fire. That caffeine saying I like that.
Nah,
COVID.
That was fire.
That joint was fire.
That was one of the better COVID events.
Yeah. Okay, so you said you outside. Do you think, because we had this debate on a radio show the other day, and in spaces, do you think Misfit, that battle, do you think she would be rusty if she battled you, or you think she, you know what I mean, would she be adjusted?
Battle rap rust does not exist. She only been gone for 3 years. It's not like she been gone for 20 years. Like,
that's a long time. 3 years in battle rap world is a long time.
It's not long. Like, it's really not long at all. And it's not long for people that always take breaks anyway. Misfit has like 10 battles. She don't battle a lot. So 3 years is nothing. Like, that's literally nothing. Like, nothing. She'll be fine with whoever she battles.
Who you got, Cola? Misfit or Jazz?
Come on, man. What are you doing, man? Come on, man. We ain't even finna fucking play up here, man.
Yo, like a face.
Come on, man.
Oh shit.
Come on, man.
Yeah, is that something you still interested in, or you think that's that ship is sailed?
No, I'm interested in it.
Oh, Jazz okay. Out here without boxing gloves
She's
on.
Not playing. Yo, this a whole new.
I'm outside.
What? Nah, this a whole new Jazz. I ain't gonna front.
Listen,
and
man, they're paying what I feel like women have always deserved. They're paying me what I know I deserve. And that's why you're getting these performances for me, because if you're going to pay me like this, why would I ever give you less than what you pay me for?
Say it again, please.
Crazy.
Please say it again.
If you're going to pay me like this, why would I ever give you less than what you're paying for? Why wouldn't I want to go for performance of the night on a Drake card to get more money? Why wouldn't I want to beat Geechee to get more money? Why wouldn't I want to battle on an app event, go crazy? I might not have got the same amount I've gotten before, but I'm even going crazy for an app event. Why don't I want to go crazy on homecoming with Mook and Geechee? Because I want more money. Pay that man. It's kind of just like you know, kind of setting a foundation kind of for the women that, you know, may be behind me or will come after me. If I can do it, why can't they? If I could reach these heights of what cards I'm on, who I'm battling, the amount of money I'm getting paid, why can't somebody else do it? If one person could do it, somebody else could do it. I'm not saying every single female battle rapper is going to be able to do it. You know what I mean? Obviously, you're going to have to be one of them to be amongst the men like that. But if I have the power to do it, why not? If I have that power, why not do it? Everybody doesn't have that power to do it. And that's kind of something I realized like 2 years ago. I realized it. Like, hold on. Y'all paying how much? I bet I could get more than that. And just, you know, the goal is really to keep going up, honestly, though. Honestly speaking.
Are you the face of female woman battle rap right now?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I feel like...
Don't be humble.
I feel like, you know, I'm just everywhere. Like, I'm everywhere. I'm always on stage. You're always going to see my face, my literal face. Like, the jazz face. You feel me? So, it's kind of just like... Yeah, jazz. Like, whether you like me or not, like, my name is always going to be in the conversation. Even if it's a battle rap card in freaking Oklahoma, my name might get dropped. You feel me? Like, people just know what's going on with me. And it's kind of like I'm like the, I hate to say I'm like the little sister, but I'm like the battle rapper that's easy to make fun of. Like, people going to talk about, people going to have bars about my job, well, my old job. People going to have bars about my head. People going, you know what I'm saying? Like, people going to talk about these things, like the virginity thing. Like people are going to have bars about that because they know it's going to hit. Like, it's somebody that the culture knows who Jazz is. Whether or not you've seen any battles of mine, you're going to know who Jazz is.
Would you ever battle Casey?
Absolutely.
You know it's going to come to a point in time where y'all got to meet, right?
No, that's actually facts. I thought about that the other day because I was kind of thinking about, okay, what do I want to do next year? And Casey definitely crossed my mind.
Wow.
I don't want to see it.
What's the joke?
I don't want to see it.
You think about, I didn't know the trajectory was that fast. I meant like down the road. I didn't know you was thinking about it already.
They talked about it already.
No, I know they don't.
Man, I'm gonna tell you this. I ain't gonna be here forever. And you know what I'm saying? The way battle rap is going, it's moving really fast. Like, you feel me? Like, Casey has put in the work. It's not like she's some new girl that ain't do nothing to not, like, Casey has put in the work. Like, she battled Coffee, she battled Vixen, she battled 40, she battled Official. Feel me? Like, she done put in that pain. Like, she's always been top three on the Wody list. Like, she done put in the pain. It's not too early at all. I think.
I feel like you gotta see Coffee first, and she gotta see Miss Hustle first before y'all can even think about even going down that line.
Coffee is the next, like, big target. She's the next big target. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it confused. Ain't nobody big coming before Coffee. She had that baby and called me out on Twitter trying to embarrass me. I was embarrassed. She did it in front of my friend. Oh, come outside. And I can't say nothing because me and Vixen not announced yet. Mm. Damn, shorty. You got me looking crazy out here.
Mm. That was strategic. That was definitely strategic. She already thinking.
She got money on my head, man. I'm scared. I'm scared.
Are you gonna?
She got money on my head. She wanna kill, right? And I know, especially at the homecoming, she probably like, oh nah, I gotta get out of here.
They say if you win Wody on your belt, you should put a picture of Tim's or something like New Yorkish on a belt. What we doing?
That would be so fire. Whoever wins the belt, if I win, put a Tim on there.
Tim. Make the Wody belt.
Put a Yankee logo. I make the Wody belt.
What? Yeah, you make it.
They let you decorate it.
You decorate it. You don't physically make it, of course, but you get to decorate it and you make everything. Yeah, that's why everybody got, and you get a big bag. You get a big bag too.
You get a big bag on there.
You didn't know that for real?
I had no idea.
Vixen and Coffee, they customized their shit. They got what
you
they
see Coffee Belt? Coffee Belt, crazy.
I saw it, but I thought that they made it.
They made it, but she, you know, you get to customize what you like on the belt.
Oh, they said put the Jazz face on it. we talking. Oh, nah, the Jazz face on it? Yeah, that's it. Let's lock that in.
That's fire. I didn't know that, but yeah, that's fire. That's hard. That's hard. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely. You see, I just gave you more. You might want to call back and take that December battle.
<You're> stupid.
let me just get you a take on homecoming. Did you see any other battles?
Yes. I saw Kid Flayed and Tumbles. That's the only one I got to watch back so far.
Flay was in there wilding on that nigga.
The chat wilding. They said put a cherry on the belt. Y'all out of pocket. They just crazy.
Nah, man. Listen, I had a long journey. I had a long journey, man. Damn.
Like I said, put a cherry on it. I'm crying. Nah, that got it. That got it. I'm sorry, Jazz. I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Oh, hey, I wish I had my glasses on right now. Fuck. You said you seen Kid Slade. I gotta be professional. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right, let's get it.
Yeah, because y'all laughing a little too hard.
It was funny. I ain't gonna lie. It was funny. I'm a little immature sometimes. Okay, you said you got Kiss Laid. Did you see, what did you think of Arsenal vs. Swamp?
I didn't get to see it. I didn't get to see it yet. I have to watch that, and I have to watch Mugen Ghadi. But I did watch Kiss Laid and Stumbles today because they were saying Kiss Laid was also another performer of the night. And I remember getting there. And they were just starting, but I got, like, my nerves started kicking in. So I was like, oh, my God, let me go over my rounds. But as I'm going over my rounds, I could hear, like, Slade having a crowd going crazy. Like, I'm like, yo, what did you say? Nah, he's wilding. But when I finally watched it back, nah, he definitely was wilding all three rounds. Like, I don't think people realize how many battle rappers don't give you a great three rounds. So I'm a person that appreciates when a battle rapper gives you a good three rounds. And he did that. He didn't disappoint. And you know, even though they couldn't be on Summer Madness, I think them being on Homecoming kind of was like a bigger look for real. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. It kind of worked out for the better. And I liked Stumbles as well. He wasn't as bad as I thought. I kind of assumed he was. He was decent to me. I liked him. I think he just got to work on being consistent. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, you know, remembering. But yeah, I think that was a good battle. But Kislane definitely did his thing. Like I would have thought that was his first time. Like he had the palm, he had the crowd in the palm of his hand in that first.
For real. He was comfortable
with him. I said, oh, okay. Ooh, hold on. Who the rookie and who the vet here? Like I thought I knew what I was doing. You
for real.
You coming in and you setting the tone too. Like you setting the tone for us. So
and he did it in New York.
Did it in New York. That's a tough crowd.
Super tough.
That's a tough crowd. So salute to him. But yeah, I didn't get to see the other two battles.
Okay, say I put the link out there. If we got time, I'd probably get like one or two calls, then we can wrap it up. Say somebody comes in battle rap, they got 300. They want to, they you know, they give it to URL. They want to do a $300,000 tournament. Would you enter in that?
$300,000?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell okay.
Yeah. $300,000. Let's say it was 100,000.
I ain't gonna lie. I have like it kind of crossed my mind, like, you know, since I just been outside, like it's just kind of like, why not? You know what I'm saying? I've never written anything that fast in my life, but you never know what you could do until you do it. You know, what's the worst that could happen? I get bodied. I got bodied in the tournament. Like, ooh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like the coach really holds tournament losses that much. Like they talk about it for like a day and they don't talk about it no more.
Nah, I mean it's definitely something. Winning a tournament is pretty big. Like
no, I'm talking about losing. Like when the people that are losing it, they don't really highlight that they lost that much.
You don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like even if you get smoked, it's just kind of like, you feel me? Like you got smoked, but it's a tournament. It's a tournament. It's not a like a outside the tournament. It's not a ring battle. Like it just doesn't hold as much weight. You feel me? Unless it's something like, let's say it's me versus a my verse, right? That's a battle that people want to see. Now, if she smoked me in a tournament, it means something because it's like we wanted to see this battle low key. It ain't nothing. It's not a random match, but if it was a tournament, like the odds of me battling somebody that y'all wanted to see is probably going to be slim to none. But I did think about it just because I've been doing a lot of things I've never done before this year. So, yeah.
Will you ever, and I see the chat asking this a lot too, will you ever battle on Chrome 23?
Yeah, I don't mind battling on Chrome 23. I don't mind at all.
Yo, you outside.
Listen, man, like, for real, like, I just love that I followed what I wanted to do. I knew once I got the Gaddis battle, I said, yo, I'm not going back inside. This is before the battle even happened. I'm battling Gaddis. After this, I'm not going back inside. I want to do a lot of things. Now, did I predict Geechee and Vixen and the 2-on-2s? I ain't predict this at all. But, you know, it just happened, and I'm glad that I'm still performing at a high level. You know, it didn't water down anything. I'm not up there choking or nothing like that. Like I'm still giving quality performances, and that's my main goal as a battle rapper: quality performances. Like win, lose, or draw, I want to give the people the jazz that they fell in love with, and I feel like I haven't let anybody down. So that's all I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. Now, in a tournament, if I'm a little off, you know what I'm saying? It's because, you know what I'm saying? But at least I tried.
Yo, you funny as shit.
At least I tried.
I got a question for you, Cola. Jazz versus C3. Who you got?
Nah, that's the crazy battle. C3 crazy, bro. I don't think C3 beyond crazy. They only talk about C3 in them talks when it comes up, but I don't think C3 respected enough as she should be. I think that'd be a fire battle. And nigga, stop asking me who I got. When the battle happened, I'll show you who I got.
Wait, who y'all predicted for me and Vixen?
Come on.
Well, I know you voted Brooklyn.
I think everybody have you on everybody on the wait, none of yeah, everybody had you. Cole, everybody had you.
Come on, man. What you taking shots, Jazz? You want to do this? This I think you want because come on, man. Come on, man.
Hold on. Let me move. Let me switch spots. Hold up.
Come
yeah.
on, man. Come on. You know you have
nah,
you know nah, nah, had, man.
Nah, because I'm still salty about the Geechee thing. That's why. So I gotta make sure you still Team Jazz.
You always want to come with out of pocket. Jazz. Come on, you know I'm Team Jazz.
Except when you battling Geechee.
Man, y'all put me with so many as Geechee and Surface. Who was my favorite battle rapper? Like, none of these niggas. K-Shine, my favorite battle rapper. Y'all just put me with all these battle rappers. I ain't biased to none. You win, you win. You lose, you lose. It is what it is. But I ain't have Vixen beating you. No way. I ain't got none of these women beating you, though.
Respectfully. It's kind of only, like I said, Coffee will probably be the only person I think Coffee give you your toughest competition you ever had, to be honest. Don't do that face. Don't do that. Why you do that face for?
You think Coffee is better than Vixen?
I do.
At what?
At rapping. At just aggression. At just putting her shit together. And her, like, I feel like the mistakes Vixen made against you, I don't think Coffee's going to make that mistake. I don't think Coffee is not letting you, you know what I mean? Coffee is letting the coin hit the floor. That's one.
I'm not going first with Coffee because I don't need to go first with Coffee.
Number two, in the face-off, it ain't going to be like Married with Children. Like, y'all, it was like a sitcom in there. I ain't going to lie. It was happy. Everybody was smiling.
Hi, man.
Coffee going to come in there, smack shit on the ground, all kind of shit. Going to be stomping through shit. It's going to be a different vibe. I'm just letting you know. I'm Team Jazz still. I still got you winning, but... I think that's gonna be a fight.
That's what I'm saying. You like Coffee's aggression.
Yeah, I feel like her aggression is what is it could carry her over in a battle with y'all.
With me.
With anybody, to be honest.
Mm.
I got you, of course. Come on, you the GOAT, of course.
No,
but
I got
I'm saying I got coffee. Coming up there too. I ain't gonna lie. She you upstairs already. She walking up the stairs though.
Mm-hmm.
You walking around that corner, you know to the top, them castle stairs going like a on the wind. She coming around that corner. she been in that corner. She is. She been in that corner. Yes, she is. I mean, yeah, I did think Vixen. Well, Vixen bit the corner already. She just got clunked upstairs.
She bit the corner, but she stopped in the kitchen. She yeah, like
she got up. She got up to the library upstairs and got hit with a book. She all right though.
She like, oh, that's
she loves some things, Polo. She got upstairs to the library and got hit with a book, man. Huh? Let me teach you some things. How I go up here.
Hold on now. Stop it. You know.
Let me show you how I go up here. You up here now? But let me give you the good book. It's laws up here. That's all. She just got the laws of battle rap. If Vixen didn't learn nothing, I guarantee you she learned a lot of things from that battle.
She definitely 100%.
I guarantee you she learned a lot of things.
She gonna be cold her next battle.
She gonna kill some her next battle.
I learned a lot from my official battle.
Oh yeah, you did.
Official battle told me a lot. Official battle told me a lot. A lot, a lot.
Chat kind of going crazy with this Coffee.
Nah, Coffee one of them. She popular as hell.
Nah, but it's a lot of you too.
I'll never forget at Summer Madness. Not the last one, but the one before that. They had announced Coffee and Ms. Hustle, but they announced it on the projector, the big screen. So when Coffee's face popped up, the crowd roared. Like they roared. I said, damn, I ain't know Coffee was like popular like that.
Get comfortable.
I got a battle up. I think that's when I realized, like, I was kind of underestimating, like, her impact and, you know, how much you would fuck with her. But, like, nah, she one of them.
Damn. I feel like, and Vixen got to see official, too.
Yeah. Coffee got to see official.
Do you think you took steam out that official Vixen battle?
No, I think that outcome made it better. the fact that it was so like extreme, I think it made it better.
Yeah, you done put a lot on the fish now.
I mean, listen, that you usually have to Jazz beat somebody, official beat them. I ain't gonna name no names. Ooh. I'm just saying, Jazz that beat on somebody, official beat on them. I'm just saying, I don't want to start nothing. I'm just saying, if you know, you know. Go back to the history. I'm just saying. Go back to the history, man.
Nah, she ain't. Jack, all right. So, salute. I'm going to give you the ISO, let you shout out. Anything you got to shout out. Almost 500 in the live. Salute everybody. Hit the likes, too. Let me give you the ISO real quick.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Jazz the Rapper. Nah, salute to y'all with the Black Compass Media. Shouts to everybody that believed in me and to the people that did it. I hope you believe in me now. And yeah, just shout outs to everything. Shout outs to everything. That's it.
Y'all heard it live from the female goat. What's up?
Jazz the Rapper.
Jazz, we're going to tap in with you for sure.
All right,
bet.
All right, salute, Jazz.
Do this. Watch this. Watch this.
I can't believe he said that.
That was crazy, too. What'd she just do?
She did. Listen, we here, man. Black Compass Media, Brooklyn all day. JP, salute. Yes, sir. Brooklyn all day. It's a lot of salutes. Love you, Jazz. Is all that. Whoa. Come on, B Morale. Stop it. Shout out to the chat. Everybody.
Wildin', man. Y'all some wild boys, man.
Y'all some wild boys, man, in this boys chat.
Wild, man. Listen, man. Salute Big Bag Jazz. Coming through the platform. Listen, man. Y'all said y'all on the outside. She been outside cooking up. What you want us to do? Salute all other battle rap women, man. All the women we mentioned too. C3, Shuni, Coffee. You know all the women. Hustle. You know the vibes, man. Listen. Women battle rap is alive, man. One of the queens that stepped outside. Time to pick it up. The bags is here.
Yeah, she definitely said the bags is here, man. Definitely is. Big bag. You heard her. She said she outside.
She outside. Big bag. Other than that, Polo, you know the vibes, man. Salute the army. Good guy gang. You already know. Henny home. It's up. Y'all know the vibes. Henny home. Y'all already know the vibes. Spaces for the get back crazy. And it's up. Y'all know the vibes, man. Big speaker, yeah, man. Y'all know how we coming. I'll be bumping off the top rope, man. Let's get it.
Black Compass Media, man. Black Compass Media, man. BlackCompassMerch.com. Check out the Kid Slay interview. Check out the radio show. Check out the Irvin Plaza recap, man. It's a lot of stuff on the channel this week. And so make sure you get the Patreon. You got something real soon, real special dropping something. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a movie. So definitely, man. Salute to everybody tuning in with you. I'm about to jump in spaces, probably catch me in there, but we off this. You all right?
That's a fact.